And welcome back to the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network, live at Radio Row. I know it's called Media Row. I can't change it. It's Radio Row to me. Super Bowl 58. I'm hanging out with Hall of Fame linebacker DeMarcus Ware. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Like you just said, they call it Media Row, but this is Radio Row.
That's what it's known for. So
this is Radio Row.
We're
old school.
Yes.
This is Radio Row.
I see you rocking your Pepsi gear. Yeah. What's that all about?
So Pepsi and Go Bowling have teamed up to really help out the NFL Foundation. What we ended up doing is having the ultimate bowling tournament here. And those proceeds are going to benefit the NFL Foundation. So with me being a guy of community, when you think about bowling, community is where it's at.
Sure.
And that's you bring families there. You have business outings there. Everything, you always go bowling. Right?
Yeah.
So,
are you a good bowler?
I'm not that bad. Right. I'm about 180, 190 consistently.
So you never bowled a perfect game then?
No.
All right.
No. I always say we can never be too perfect, right?
All right.
But no, and you know, the people that aren't here, we're just trying to persuade them to say, hey, you can go to gobowling.com. You can get a free admission to your local bowling area.
Okay.
And those proceeds also go to the NFL Foundation.
Great.
So, if you're not here, you still can get involved. And if you are here, come to South Point. Come to this bowling thing. There's going to be professional athletes out there. We're going to commune together, have a good time. And you probably can actually try to beat us in something. But I'm still going to be competitive no matter what.
There you go. Hey, 11th pick, first round, 2005 with the Cowboys. What did that mean to you to get drafted by the Cowboys?
All the hard work and dedication, playing at a small D1 school, going through.
Where is Troy?
Troy is in L.A.
I'm kidding.
Not Los Angeles, but Lower Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So exactly, people ask that all the time. This is a small. I mean, it's probably 5,000 people.
All right.
So it's really, really small, but it's a great business school.
Come out of Troy.
Come,
be the
come
11th
out of Troy.
Draft,
yeah.
The 11th pick in the first round. Pretty impressive.
Lots of hard work.
Yeah.
And I started out when I first came out. I was going to be a 6th-round draft pick. I just worked at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, and ended up being the 11th pick in the draft.
You played, you won a Super Bowl 50. We had your teammate on, Vernon Davis, earlier.
Yeah.
But I always want to ask, what was it like playing with Peyton Manning?
It was the sheriff and the deputy.
All right.
It was one of the most amazing experiences. Because Omaha Steaks, baby, yeah. But it was, I truly got to see what the epitome of what a captain was on the offense, but then on defensively, I did that same thing and what it felt like to win a championship.
Yeah.
And I got to see a guy that was at the end of his career still make it, still lead the team, still play like he was just that guy that he'd always been, and we was able to pull it out.
2017, you signed a one-day contract to retire a Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty special.
It is very special because when I started with the Dallas Cowboys, they gave me that opportunity. And I think that was, I had to do that. And playing with the Dallas Cowboys for 9 years, that's where my family is. And the Dallas Cowboys, they're near and dear to me. So being able to sign that one-day contract, it felt like I had one more day to play without
all
the
right.
pads on.
All right.
And but it was a very cool experience. And you know what? Now Hall of Fame. Coming after that, Ring of Honor. All
that
stuff,
I was going to talk
cool.
about the Ring of Honor. So you have to sign that one-day contract, or Jerry Jones wasn't putting you in the Ring of Honor. Is that true?
No, probably not. Yeah, he probably wouldn't have put me in there. But I know how Jerry is, and he's a phenomenal owner.
A lot of people give him a lot of stuff
they do,
in the
they
business.
They do. But he's amazing.
Okay.
He's amazing. Amazing owner. Great guy to talk to. It's just one of those things where when you win so many championships, you're always going to be under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to turn it around and win one, and all the chatterboxes will stop.
I remember years ago, I was interviewing Emmitt Smith, and I said to him, what did it mean to have that star on your helmet?
They're
a little different. In NFL, you make it great, but the star is a little different, right?
The star is different. I remember coming in as a rookie, and you didn't get the star on your helmet until you make the team. Now the star is put on the helmet.
All right.
But when you first come in, you had to earn it.
Okay.
And so you had to earn that position of the star, so it meant a lot. And so for me to walk through that stadium and see the Ring of Honor and tarnish anything that had to do with that star, it it hurt me near and dear.
Yeah.
So that's what it meant to me, and it still means that to me, of how important the Dallas Cowboys are to me, but also to say I got to wear that star with pride, and I etched my name in stone in the Dallas Cowboys.
DeMarcus Ware, finally, you get that call to get into the Hall of Fame. What did that mean to you?
When you get the call, actually it wasn't a call. I actually knocked on Jerry Jones' door, and he told me when I walked into his office he had his gold jacket on, and I didn't know exactly what he was trying to say. When he said it, I just broke down. It was like an out-of-body experience.
That's awesome.
But you don't expect the Hall of Fame. It's one of those things where over time your resume,
right,
say that you're worthy to say that you are the best, one of one. Me being 371 out of 25,000 guys that have played.
Unbelievable.
Less than 1%. So for me to say that I'm a Hall of Famer and the best of the best is a tremendous feat, but I worked hard for it. I didn't say I deserve it. I worked hard for it, and now I'm in there.
There are a lot of sodas out there. Pepsi is my soda of choice. They should be in the Soda Hall of Fame, right?
They should.
All right.
Pepsi should be in the Soda Hall of Fame. And then I'm going to bowl like a Hall of Famer. We go bowling in this tournament. So it's going to be a great tournament tomorrow at noon at South Point.
Okay.
So encouraging everybody to come out there if they haven't signed up yet. And if you're not here, go to gobowling.com, get your free admission in your home local town, and go and play. Make it a whole family atmosphere, because you know the Super Bowl game is going to be going on.
And make sure, of course, for the Super Bowl, you pick up all your Pepsi products.
Pick up all of your Pepsi products. Come on.
DeMarcus Ware, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
There he is, Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware on the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.